under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, all of my faithful friends and listeners, all of the saints of the Most High God. This is Brother Davis standing in for Dr. Youngblood on today, and thank you for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues. Certainly, we thank and praise God for this is another day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. Certainly, I just want to give honor to Dr. Youngblood on today and his entire family. Amen. He's away on today. Amen. Taking care of family business. So, amen. We're going to do the best we can. Amen. To bring you, amen, some good encouraging news from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Certainly hope and pray, amen, that all of you on today have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have not, get Jesus as soon as you can. Amen. Time is winding up. Amen. We don't know the day or the hour when the Lord shall return. So certainly, we want everybody to be able to go back with him when he comes. And this is the job of us, amen, the faithful ministers of God on today, to make sure that we get the word out there, amen, so that everybody can have a chance, amen, to enjoy what the Lord has for them. Amen. Truly, amen, we do thank God again for all of you listening in with us on today. I want to give a great shout out, amen, to all my family, amen, and friends on today, my wife of 37 years, amen, all my faithful, amen, church members, amen, at WWLTC Outreach Ministries down in Folkestone, Georgia, amen, as well as all the wonderful citizens, amen, of Folkestone, amen, the mayor, amen, my good friend, amen, Chief Wesley Green, and many of the others, amen, who might be listening in with us on today. Thank you so much, amen, for tuning in, amen, and listening with us on today. We're going to talk about, amen, what is faith, biblical faith on today. And certainly, lest I forget, amen, let me just want to thank, amen, Tools for Time for being a sponsor, amen, of this program on today. Certainly thank, amen, them for everything that they do, amen, for us in the way, amen, of support. And for all of you, amen, as well. Those of you, amen, that are praying, those of you who contribute, amen, by way of, amen, your offerings and the thing that you do, amen, towards seeing that this program is able to get out there. Thank you so much for your unwavering support. But we're going to talk about, amen, biblical faith. What is faith? Amen. When we look at the scriptures on today, we come from Hebrews chapter 11, and we start at verse number 1. It says, now faith, that means right now. Even today as we live, right now today, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we have to know and understand as people of God on today, amen, we don't live, amen, by a blind hope. We don't live by wishful thinking. We don't even live, amen, expecting for anyone else to do things for us but God. Because when we look at the situation for what it really is, the scripture also lets us know, amen, that all men have not faith. And when we look at this woke society, the way that they're living on today, passing laws that should not be, and infringing upon the rights of Christianity and the church, want you to know and understand if they hate God and you are wearing God's name, that they hate you also. So for that reason, amen, by faith, we have to catch a hold of God's unchanging hand. And let the Lord lead us through whatever we have to go through on today. He didn't never tell us that the way was going to be easy, but I don't believe he brought us this far to leave us. Amen. So we do thank God again for, amen, the scripture and everything that we're going to talk about coming from the scriptures, because the Bible lets us know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I don't know about you, amen, but I know that there's some good things that God has got in store for the people who love him, but we have got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to understand on today, everything may not be the way that it looks to us, and a lot of things don't look good right now, especially when it comes down to how our country is being run, how our borders are wide open, and how it seems like everything is so out of control. But just let me remind you on today that it might be out of control with man, but God is still in control in spite of. And what's going to end up happening, amen, if these people don't get it together in time, then they're going to lose out. They're going to be the losers on today. But if you're on God's side on today, you're on the winning side. Amen. I just don't know about you, but I just want to give him thanks and praise for that, because I realize, amen, that he's not going to let us go down if we are wearing his name and if we are living life the way that he tells us to live it according to his word. Amen. And we know that everything is going to be all right. Serving the Lord is going to pay off after a while, but you're going to have to stand fast, amen, in the word of God and be not removed when times of trouble and testing come. Do want to remind you on today, lest I forget, we have a revival going on at WWLTC Outreach Ministries in Folkestone, Georgia. We have a fine evangelist from the city of Sumter, South Carolina, by the name of Evangelist Teresa Black. Amen. Has been doing a wonderful and marvelous, fantastic job for the past few nights. Amen. And I believe, amen, she had a couple of subjects there that would catch anybody's attention. The first night she said, "I'm woke now," on Wednesday night when she opened up. And then on last night, she spoke from the subject of, "I got everything I need." I don't know about you, amen, but I'm woke. And I'm not woke like these who are, amen, obeying the word of God, that's doing everything that they shouldn't be doing, that doesn't line up with the word, amen. But what I'm trying to say, amen, is I'm woke to the things that God has promised me that I have, amen, in his word, or what's available for me to get. So guess what? I'm living in expectancy. I expect to receive from God. So I realize that in order for me to receive, I have got to walk it out by faith. So my friend, I know it's not going to be easy, but if we trust God, amen, he's going to lead us all the way. I've never known him to lead anyone down a dead end road. He's not that kind of God, amen. So many of the other leaders of other religions are buried in the grave on today. But Christianity is the only religion that can boast on today. Amen. That we have, amen, a Lord and Savior, a founder, one who established, amen, Christianity from the very start. Amen. He was dead, but now he's alive according to the book of Revelation chapter 1. Amen. Amen. He's alive forevermore. Death does not have any more power over him. So for that reason, amen, we ought to want to serve, amen, a God that's like that. Amen. One that's living. One that hears and answers prayer. One that's willing to help you no matter what the situation is that you're facing on today. Amen. So we do thank God again. Amen. Faith. What is faith? When we look at, amen, the word faith, I heard a preacher say those five letters that it takes to make up that word, F-A-I-T-H. He said it stands for forsaking all. I trust him. Do you trust God on today? I hear a lot of people say, "I trust God, I love God," yet they have a life that's contrary to what they're testifying about. And I want you to know on today, when you testify, when you stand and tell somebody that you're saved and you live contrary to what you have said, you are damaging your testimony. And not only that, you're putting a black eye on the church and on the faith. And so many times I've heard other elders of the faith say that you crucify the Son of God afresh and you bring him to an open shame. So let me tell you this on today. The people out in the world can tell what kind of life that you're living, because when we look at the Bible, and the Bible is never wrong, the Bible said that you can tell the tree by the fruit it bears. So certainly, amen, if you're bearing good fruit on today, you go to the book of Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and following. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, and temperance, which is self-control. You ought not to want to roll up your sleeve, amen, and want to have a slugfest with everyone the minute that things doesn't go your way. You got to know another battle today. God will fight your battle, but you have got to turn it over, amen, to God, and let him work it out for you, amen? So when we look at faith, when we forsake all, amen, not even the thing that you see, not even the thing that you feel, you got to understand, amen, that the human body, human beings, mankind, has five senses, amen, five senses that God, amen, gave you the day that he created you. And all five of those senses will fool you on today. So you have to understand, for that reason, you can't go by the way you think or the way that you feel or the way that you think things ought to be. Because you got to understand, if your thinking and your feeling do not line up, amen, with the word of God, then it's no good for nothing. Amen. You're going to be misled every time. So you have to forsake that way and pick up, amen, God's way, which is, amen, prescribed for us in his word. And if you do it the way that the word says, then let me help you to understand this. Maybe you might not understand each and everything coming from the King James Version. And a lot of people say, I don't like it because it's got old-fashioned language in it that it doesn't seem like it make a lot of sense. Well, let me tell you something, my friend. It's not up to you to understand it all, because we have to know, again, God is a revealer. And if you have the Spirit of God down on the inside, then it's the Spirit's job to reveal the God, to enlighten the Word. He shines a light on the Scriptures, amen, so that you don't have to walk around in darkness. You don't have to walk away in disgust. You don't have to, amen, be misunderstood or walk away with a misunderstanding, because the Bible says, in all I get is understanding. But we have to understand that the Spirit of God, amen, is here with us. Jesus Christ is no longer with us here in the flesh, but he sent us, amen, the Spirit. He said, amen, it was expedient for me that I go away, because if I don't go, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit will not come. But if I go away, I will send him to you. So I thank God, amen, that on the day of Pentecost, he sent the Spirit back, amen, to the 120 believers up in the upper room, amen, who were praying on that day. Amen. And the open manifestation of the power of God rested upon each and every one of them. And I don't know about you, but when I pray, I ask God, amen, to let his power rest upon me. Because in all I do, whatever I do, doesn't matter, amen, how I get mistreated sometimes. You got to understand, amen, God will speak to your heart and speak to your mind and let you know that he expects the best out of you. If you are his child on today, he holds you to a higher standard. Amen. So you have to learn something when it comes from, amen, reading and understanding his word so that you can walk this life out, amen, by faith, amen, and not by sight, amen. So forsaking all, amen, you have to trust God, trust him, amen, put your full trust and confidence in him. Because again, the scripture lets us know we can't put our trust in the arms or legs of a man, because mankind will fail you. I don't know about you, but many times, amen, I have asked or certain people to do things for me, and I thought they were pretty trustworthy to get it done. And when it came down to the bottom line, I found out I had to end up either going without or doing it myself. But I thank God that he's not that way. If you fully trust in him, amen, you don't have to worry about how it's going to be done. Just sit back and watch God do it for you. He will get it done, amen. So forsaking all, amen, we have to trust him. God is the source of true faith. Through the word of God, we establish ourselves in the faith, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And to truly hear the word is to hear the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the heart by the Spirit. The living word of God, amen, is the Christ of God. So we have to understand again on today, amen, God has, amen, blessed us and given us everything we need that pertains unto life and godliness. So, trust him, my friend. Learn how to trust him. Amen. So we thank God again for everything, amen, that was done and said so far. Amen. 904-831-0917. That call, amen, we'll get you through to the mics. We can entertain your questions or comments. Amen. Give us a call on today. Amen. And jump in. Amen. Be a part of this broadcast. You're welcome on today. Amen. Again, I do want you to know that you're welcome, amen, if you happen to be coming through the big city of Folkestone, Georgia. We have one more night, amen, of revival, which is going to be tonight. Amen. The revival is going to wind up for us on tonight. and be sure that they're enjoying Jesus for the past couple of nights, and we're looking forward to a greater time on tonight. So certainly, we want you to hold on, amen, because God is, amen, going to work it out for us, amen. So again, we thank God for everything that has been done and said, but we do want you to know on tonight, or on today, brother, that God will work it out for you. 904-831-0917. We certainly hope that you can hear us. I think I'm getting some messages that there might be a problem with the audio on today, but I certainly apologize for that. But however, we're going on, amen, with what thus saith the Lord. Again, faith is the substance of things hoped for. God is the source of true faith. So truly, we ought to trust in God and trust in him the more in order to see, amen, the handworks of God come through for us in our lives. Truly, amen, when we look at God, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. That he is the source of true faith, which is both Christ, the living word, and the Bible, and also the written word. So certainly, we hope and pray that you will be encouraged by some of the things that we are saying today. And I hope you can hear me well. Again, I apologize if there's anything going on audio that I can't control from here. I do hope that we can get this together sometime soon here. Amen. So, again, we thank God for what we are trying to get done. And I understand a lot of times that devil gets in the way and he doesn't want us to be able to go through for God. But we still yet thank God for what he is doing for us. Amen. So when we go to Hebrews chapter 11. I was just wondering if we're getting some good audio on the radio today.
Okay, okay. Pastor Davis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks so much. So we're going to continue on, and we certainly hope that.
By it, the elders obtain a good report. By it, by faith, amen, the elders. When you look at the elders, amen, in the past, I don't know about you, but I have lived, amen, through my entire Christian life under some great people of faith. And the way that I saw them walk this faith walk out, it gave me a great source of encouragement. Even when I face times of trouble right now on today, a lot of times, amen, I have something I can reflect back to. When I think about some of these elders and the great things that they said before God called them home to be with him, or how I can reflect back to some of the great advice that they said to let you know, amen, that the times may not always be easy, but God is also not going to leave you alone. So, for that reason, we have to continue to trust in God. So, when we look at what the scripture says in the New Living Translation, it says, what is faith? It is the confident assurance
that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. So we have to understand on today, you have to have confidence in the word of God, or confidence in God himself, in order to know and understand that God is going to see you through. So I am getting a lot of static on my end, and I don't know what the problem is here. but I hope that we can continue on and maybe walk this thing through and get it together. Amen. But it says here, God gave his approval to people in the days of old because of their faith. So this is how the elders obtained a good report. God gave his approval. Why? Because these people walked it out by faith. They didn't trust in the arm of flesh. They didn't trust in their own ingenuity. They didn't trust in nobody else, but they totally trusted in God. You have to be an individual with your heart and mind focused solely upon God. My friend, if you don't do that, then every single time you're going to go down. But you have to understand that in spite of it all, God is able to see you through. He will take you through, but you have to trust in him on today. Again, I hope that you heard, amen, the announcement at the first part of the broadcast before I go on, amen, about the revival. I do want you to know that you're welcome to come. If you come through Folkestone, Georgia, amen, US 1 North to Bowery Lane, take a left, go down across the railroad tracks to Ohio Street, take a right, go down to Central Street and take a left, and the church is on your immediate left right there, amen. We do not want you to miss out on what this wonderful evangelist is doing, amen, on today. And you can catch her every Wednesday on Facebook Live. Evangelist Teresa Black is her name, amen. And she's doing a fantastic job, amen, giving us, amen, what thus saith the Lord. So we thank God again for that. But getting back to the subject of faith, again, I hope that you didn't miss out on a whole lot, but I'm going to continue, amen, to re-emphasize on some of the things that we've already talked about. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And again, amen, F-A-I-T-H, faith, means forsaking all. I trust him. Forsake the faith. Forsake the things in the world. Forsake the way that you can do things with your own power and trust in the power of God and know and understand that whatever he says, he's able to deliver. And he will see you through because God is the source of faith. If it was not for God, there would be no faith at all. So we have to learn how to trust and depend upon him if we want him to see us through. Amen. So again, we go back to the scripture because we were talking from the subject of faith. And verse 3 said, and we're on Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3 is where we're at right now for the first part of the broadcast. And after the news break, amen, we're going further into the word of God, hoping that you will be encouraged by something that we are saying on today. But verse 3 said, amen, here, by faith, the things we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command and that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. So when we look at the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees upon the earth, when we look at the animals, I don't know if you ever took the time out to really observe animals, but all of them are unique in their own way. God is the maker of that animal. When you look at a cow, the things that a cow does, amen, God made him that way. That's in his DNA. God is the maker of that animal. So when you look at them, God made everything unique and to be in its own category. He didn't make crossbreeds. In other words, he didn't make half animals and half men. He made them fully what they were intended to be from the day he first created them. I don't know what they're trying to come up with on today, but they're experimenting in a lot of ways in the labs or in the United States and elsewhere with all kind of crossbreeds. They're even trying to come up with a way to allow people to live eternal life, in other words, without dying. But we have to know and understand all of that is in God's control. We have an appointment to meet, each and every one of us. We don't know how we came. Let me take that back, because we do. We know how we came. We were born into the world by a birth mother. But we don't know how we're going to leave, and we don't know what day we're going to leave here. But we have to know and understand that all of us have that appointment to make. Amen. Death is man's greatest enemy. But I thank God our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ destroyed death. When he rose from the grave, he said, I have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So why wouldn't you want to put your trust in a man like that? Amen. You can fully trust him on today, amen, to see you through. But Scripture lets us know all of these things that we see, even the earth itself, God spoke it into existence, amen. The earth, because it's made out of dirt or rock and the sediment and the various layers that we see, and then we have water, and we have all kind of other things that makes up the earth, whatever it takes to make up the earth. No man came along and made that. When we look at trees were not planted by nobody. The Bible lets us know, amen, that God created everything that's here. So when we look at these things and we understand who is the maker and who is the creator, if he's got that kind of power to do that, then certainly, my friend, he's got power to take care of your little situation. Amen? But we have to trust him on today. And this is the reason why I'm trying to encourage you from his word that God will do it for you, but you have to trust him by faith. We look at verse number 4. It gives an example from the life of Abel. He said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So when we look at the scripture, it's letting us know right there, when Abel offered the sacrifice, and this is why his brother Cain slew him, amen, he got jealous of what his brother did and how God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice, and he slew his brother. But yet the scriptures say through that, his blood cried out from the ground. Amen. He yet speaketh. In other words, when we look at, amen, the words of scripture, Abel's life is still a testimony for the Christian family on today. That if God did that for him, if God was pleased with his sacrifice, if you do it right, your sacrifice will also be accepted. Your life can be a sweet-smelling savor unto him. But again, it comes through walking by faith and not by sight. So we have to trust God on today if we want a good report, if we want God to come through for us, we have to trust God, amen, in every single situation that we're facing on today, amen. So when we go down to verse number 5, he's talking about Enoch. He said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. So Enoch, scripture lets us know, lived a life that was so well-pleasing unto God until God decided to call him home. And when he translated him, in other words, that's a form of rapturing, he raptured Enoch out of this evil world to be with him. And one day, my friend, we'll all be able to do the same thing. We'll be able to go back with him when he comes. Amen. And if we are living, amen, at the time of the rapture, the scripture tells us in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, amen, at the last trump, amen, some are going to be, amen, raised from the dead, amen, but we who are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And I don't know about you, but I'm living in anticipation, because if I'm here, I expect to go back with the Lord when he comes. So certainly we thank God for being faithful to his word. And if we yet trust him, one day, amen, he's going to do it just like he said he will do. Amen. So we thank God. Again, we're getting ready to take a hard break, amen, at the top of the hour for the news in just a few minutes. And maybe we can get some of this situation straightened out with the audio. And we certainly hope that this is not being so much to where you're not really being able to get anything from this. But we want you to be able to get something from this word on today that will help you in your Christian walk.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN, News, I'm Rich Thomason. G7 leaders meeting in Japan will hear from Ukrainian President Zelensky. He'll be addressing the leaders gathered in Hiroshima as new sanctions on Russia are unveiled. They blew the whistle and say now they are being punished for it. Several FBI whistleblowers have told Congress they face harsh retaliation for exposing political bias within the Bureau. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan accusing the administration of weaponizing the government, and he says it's not just the FBI. The Senate's second-ranking Republican, hopeful for a pending resolution of the debt ceiling impasse. South Dakota's John Thune says it seems President Biden finally getting serious about nailing down a deal. On Wall Street, stocks are trading higher this morning, the Dow up 68 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. And I'm certainly sorry. I understand that we had a few callers, and I hope that you will call us back. I'm sorry that I missed your call, but we've been having some audio problems with the Skype. Maybe on my end, I don't know where it is, but however, we're joining you by phone right now, and we're going to try to go through with this thing. So if you want to call us back, amen, 904-831-0917, amen, we'll get you through to the studio, right to our mics, so that we can entertain your questions or comments or whatever you want to do. Just jump right in, amen, at any time, amen, and join us on the broadcast. Again, we thank God. This is Brother Davis, amen, amen, of Whosoever Will Let Them Come Outreach Ministries, folks in Georgia. We hope and pray, amen, that you will get something from the broadcast on the day. So we're talking about what is faith, amen? What is biblical faith? What is the kind of faith that will please God? And we talked about, amen, forsaking all, those 5 letters having, amen, a meaning, F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I trust him. Do you really trust God on today? Do you really love him? Amen. Do you really mean it the way that you're saying it? Because we have to know and understand, amen, it's more than what we can say with our mouths on today. We have to have a life, amen, that's, amen, fulfilling the word, amen, that's going to be a solid testimony to the rest of the world. Because if they see you saying one thing and living another, you have to know and understand, my friend, that's not going to hold water. That's going to only damage, amen, your testimony. That's going to put a black eye on the faith. And I heard so many of the elders in the church down through the years say, you will bring a shame and a scandal down upon the name of God. And I don't know about you, but I don't want his name to go down. I tell people everywhere I go, especially when I see those who are not living, amen, becoming to what they say that they are, that if you want to put a black eye on yourself, or if you want to drag your name through the mud, then, my friend, have at it. But don't do it to the Lord, amen? Don't do that to the Lord. He's more, much more worthy than that, of much more praise. So we owe God a praise on today. So I thank him again, amen, for everything that was done and said. 904-831-0917, give us a call, amen, and we can entertain your questions and comments. Again, amen, faith, when we look at faith, biblical faith, God is, amen, he is the source of true faith. If you have true faith on today, what I'm trying to tell you, amen, that your faith is going to be tried in this world. Let me help you to understand something. God does not tempt anyone. Amen. He does not tempt you. He will not tempt you with sin. In other words, when he sends something your way, that's a test. In other words, that's a test to see if you will stand true to what you say you are, or if you're going to be true to who you say you are. If you say that you love him, if you say that you're a child of God, if you say that you're representing the Christian faith, he wants to know if he can fully, fully trust you. So by that, he's going to send tests your way. Can you and will you pass the test on today? I want to know that. Amen. Give me a call, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We thank God for everything done and said. Amen. We were talking about, amen, faith being the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, let me break it down just a little bit more. Amen. When we look at substance, amen, in the science world or in the world of chemistry and physics, it's a particular kind of water with uniform properties. A particular kind of water or material with uniform properties. In other words, if it's uniform, that means, amen, something is holding it together. Is God holding you together on today? If you love him and trust in him, he will hold you up and he won't let you fall. So this is why I'm trying to encourage you, my friend. If you have started out in a walk with Jesus Christ and things have gotten so hard for you until you don't know which way to turn, hold on. Amen. Trust in him. He's sending things your ways, amen, to take you through a test to see if you're going to stand or if you are willing to stand. Know and understand that even the Son of God, Christ Jesus himself, didn't have it good every day of his life. You look at the way, amen, he died, amen, that horrible death on the cross, how they crucified him. They plucked out his beard. They spit in his face. They slapped him, amen. They kicked him. They done all kind of different things to him. And they nailed him to a cross and pierced him in the side with a spear. Amen. I'm not saying that you will go through these things, but if it comes down to that, are you willing to give your life in that way? Notice, amen, we don't stand in the faith the way that some of these others in the world say that they stand. Other faiths tell you a lot of times when you go out and talk to people to try to convert them over, if they don't convert, then kill them. Listen, you don't see that anywhere in the Word of God. In fact, the Lord tells us if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. If he does you wrong and despitefully misuse you, pray for them. This is the kind of Savior that we serve on today, amen. He's doing the totally opposite, and he teaches the totally opposite of what the worldly religions tell their followers to do. This is what stands out about Christianity. This is why I am proud to be a Christian. Are you proud on today? Amen. We thank God, amen, for being the type of God that he is. And if we hold on to him, amen, he wants us to be able to shine, amen. The scripture tells us that. We are the light of the world. That's what Jesus said when he got ready to go back to heaven. He said before he left, he said, I'm the light of the world, amen. But then before he left, he said, now you are the light of the world. You are salt. Be salt and be light. When you are salt, amen, you change the flavor of things. You change things. In other words, salt, amen, is not only, amen, a flavor enhancer, but it's also a preservative, amen. He left us here to preserve the way so that others will know, amen, that there is a right way to do this that's pleasing in the sight of God, amen. So when we get back to what faith is, it's the substance of things. It's something that we can stand on, that even though you might not see it, there is something there. But we have to trust God in that way. Amen? So it says here, the substance of things hoped for, and I just gave you the scientific definition, a particular kind of water or material with a uniform property. the real physical matter of which a person or thing consists and which has a tangible, solid presence. So, biblical faith, some say, is blind faith, but it's tangible. There is something there. It's present. So if we know that there's something there, whenever God tells us to do something, we ought to not have no fears about doing it because we know that there's something there. Even if we can't see the way, we have to understand that there is a way or that the way is already made. God will not lead you down a dead-end road. So if you trust him on today, he will take you through. He will see you through. He will not lead you down a road full of potholes, knowing that you're going to stumble and maybe hurt yourself or kill yourself. He's not that type of God, amen? But when he leads you, he's going to lead you, amen, in the way everlasting, amen? Psalm 23 let us know, amen, he'll lead you beside still waters, he'll restore your soul, and he'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So listen, God does not want you to be able to say anything bad about his name, especially with you being his child. He knows how to give you good things. So for that reason, you're going to receive from him something tangible, something beneficial, something that will not let you down. So trust him on today. This is what I'm trying to get you to do. Amen. So when we look at, amen, the scientific definition of substance, it's tangible. There are many tangible things that we see around us in life on today. Proteins are tangible, amen? We look at proteins that compose much of the actual substance of the body. They are tangible things. It's material stuff. When we look at every pure element or compound, it's a substance. When we look at the composition of pure substances, they are fixed. In other words, they are there. They are solid. They are in place. Sugar, household sugar, it's a substance. When we look at iron, tin, sulfur, when we look at diamonds and precious jewels, when we look at baking soda, common everyday things, those are solid, tangible things. Well, that's the kind of way God wants your faith to be. He wants it to be solid. He wants it to be tangible. He wants it to be permanent and fixed. Not, amen, wishy-washy, not a faith that will not stand in times of trouble, because we have too many of those that's here on today. Too many fair-weather Christians. If it rains, they're not ready to go to church. They will hang up their clothes and just say, well, I'm not going today. And then when we look at what COVID has done to church, the evangelist spoke about this in the revival on last night. We look at COVID, how it shut the government, our government shut the churches down and didn't allow us to go out and worship God yet. They let other places remain open, bars and clubs and restaurants and stores and all these other places. People were still yet able to go, and they didn't shut them down, but they said, you can't go to church. Now the church is open, and you're able to go back and praise God, and you've gotten so used to Zoom. You've gotten so used to doing it online until now you feel comfortable staying at home. Well, my friend, let me help you to understand this. I need you in the services. I need to see your face so that I can tell you I love you. I need to hear your witness and your testimony of what God has done for you. I need to hear you pray so that I can know I have a solid brother or sister standing beside me in the faith so that even when things happen with me and I'm not able to pray, I can call upon you. Can I count on you on today? So give us a call, 904-831-0917. Amen. Get us through, amen. Get you through to the mics so that we can talk about this great subject, amen, of faith. So when we look at substance in our lives, substance refers to the mental and transcendent candor distinctive to an individual. Substance, amen. In other words, a solid faith, an unwavering faith, a trusted faith. This is what we're talking about, having substance in your life. If you are a praying Christian, if you are one that constantly reads the Word of God, and let me tell you something, amen, that I know that works. You got to get up early in the
Brother Davis, him on his knees, and not only praying, amen, for his family and for himself, but I pray for everybody. Our pastor tells us that all the time. Pray for everybody. Love everybody. Do this. Embrace somebody when you see them and let them know. You don't know what kind of time that they're going through their lives. And they might need you as a source of encouragement. This world is hurting right now. Amen. And people are in trouble. They don't know which way to turn. They have found out that our government has betrayed us. So, understand, the only ones that's going to help us to be able to stand in this world is God Almighty himself. And the people that he left behind here is where the name, the Christian family of God. Amen. So all we have is God and each other. So I need to see your face to the house of God. Amen. It makes me feel so good. And let me help you understand this. Amen. The Bible tells us, Hebrews 10 and 25, forsake not to assemble yourself together as a manner of some is. Amen. Come together. Edify. Glorify the Lord. Sing songs of praise. Clap your hands. You know, the government told us that even when you go to certain places, you cannot clap your hands. You cannot sing songs. So, yeah, we're able to come back together now. Come together and give God praise. Amen. Amen. 904-831-0917 for the evening. We have a call. We must not. Amen. I just let a game on the phone. I just wanted to, you know, amen. So this is what we're looking at, substance in our lives. Why should we have substance? Because in part is a sign of our ability to control fear and anxiety and face a demanding situation in a spirited and resilient way. In other words, God wants us to be resilient. He wants us to stand in the face of fear. I understand that in the mind, even the mind that human beings have, even we have inquiring minds. Some of us want to know it all.
Pastor Davis, you can go ahead. Pastor Davis, you can start again.
Is this just the phone dropping like that?
Yeah, now you're on. Go ahead.
Is that just the phone dropping it like that? That our telephone dropping it like that?
If you can hear me, go ahead and speak on the phone here.
Is our telephone dropping it like that?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Hello? Hello? Happened there. I was trying to figure out if we had some connection here or what happened. I'm so sorry for this on today again. I know the devil doesn't want this broadcast to go through, but he's a liar and the truth is not in him. I'm trusting and believing in God anyway that someone will get something good from this broadcast. Amen. There's a lot of good word going forth on today, but you can still call us, 904-831-0917. I realize, amen, we're almost out of time, but not out of word. But we still have a few minutes to still discuss, amen, some of what we have here for you in the Word of God. So we have talked about substance, amen. We've talked about the scientific meaning of substance, how it's a tangible thing, how it's a present thing, and how, amen, in the life of Christians, amen, God wants that kind of substance to be in your life so that when you're facing, amen, fear and anxiety, he wants you to be able to face it in a spirited and resilient way. In other words, you're trusting in the Spirit of God, amen, to give you the power to go through, knowing, amen, that God is going to take you through, no matter how hard the situation may seem, or no matter how impossible it might seem. With men, it's impossible. But we have to know with God, all things are possible. So we have to trust in him on today. So when you are said to have substance, it means that you are not shallow, or you, amen, are not one that don't have any content or depth, or you are not superficial or putting on a facade. These are not the type of people that's going to stand when trouble comes. But if you have, amen, that solid, amen, foundation, where you're standing on the Word of God, no matter what come what may, amen, knowing that God is going to see you through, then God will show up for you, amen, but you have to learn how to trust in him. So we have talked about substance, amen, in the life of a Christian. Now we're going to talk about hope, and we may not get this all in on today's broadcast, but we still thank God for what we're able to do. We've had a lot of trouble with audio and different things today, but if we have any callers, you can call in, or if we have anyone want to jump in with us, 904-831-0917. I'm sorry, amen, I think I missed a few calls, a few of you that might have called earlier. Call us back if you have the time or if you have the convenience. Amen. Call back, amen, and jump into this discussion. Now we're going to talk about hope. Mm-hmm. Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Okay, I think we have a call from Adriana.
Hello?
With your question or comment? Hello? I don't know how we keep losing here today. I can't hear anyone if she's speaking.
I apologize, Pastor Davis. We lost Adriana. She might want to try and call back.
But we're talking about hope, amen, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, or a feeling of trust. And again, let me help you to understand this. We're not just talking about human emotion. We're talking about spiritual feeling. You will know when it's God that's leading you. You will know when it's God that's speaking with you. He said in the scriptures, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. So if you know the voice of God, if you're being led by the Spirit of God, the scripture says in 1 John chapter 1, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. So you have confirmation coming from the scripture that if you are led by the Spirit, amen, and you are his son or daughter, and he's certainly not going to let you fall or not be able to receive if you are trusting in him to do it for you on today. Amen? Hope. Hope. What is hope? Hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life or the world at large. This is what hope is on today. It's not wishful thinking. It's an optimistic. In other words, amen, you have a positive outlook. You have, amen, a solid state of mind. But that's based on expecting positive things to happen. Even though things may look bad, you're still looking for the good out of that. The scripture tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, and when you get down to verse number 28, he says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And let me help you to understand this. We understand that things in life sometimes, especially when you lose a loved one, that hurts. There may be other things that might happen that's going to be hurtful, that might be heartbreaking. But know and understand again that you can find some good out of that situation if you only search for it and allow God to point it out for you. Because once we let the hurt overtake us, or once we get so mad or so upset until the madness or the anger overtakes us, then we're going to respond in a negative way. Remember, we're talking about a positive influence, a positive outcome, something that's definitely going to happen for you if you trust in God or if you wait on the Lord, even though things may not happen for you right away. It might not happen right off the bat, but you still have to wait on God. Amen? So this is what this is all about. This is what Brother Davis is trying to do. I'm trying to encourage you on today to trust God, to wait on the Lord, and be of good courage. Amen? So we look at hope, a positive outcome, the events and circumstances in life, and all the things in the world that's happening. There's still hope. In spite of all the bad things that's happening in our world, there's still hope. I don't believe that God is going to allow the people in the world to overtake the people of God. In fact, I believe, by faith, that the only reason why this world is still standing is because we have some praying people here. If it had not been for praying people, the world would not be here. The Lord would have come and wrapped this thing up a long time ago. But I thank him because he doesn't want to see anybody perish, but he wants all to come, amen, unto eternal life or everlasting life. So this is why we are here. We are here to influence a positive outcome in the lives of people who don't know the Lord. Amen. So this is what this is all about. So, again, we want you as believers on today to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Keep that hope alive that you have down on the inside, because God will, he can and will, and he will see you through. God's message of hope is delivered by the Spirit of God. He gives us the power to hope, and that is a demonstration of God's love for us. Hope given by him works together to give us confidence, joy, peace, power, and love. That hope is found in Jesus, and it is the promise that God has given to us, the promises of freedom from sin. I don't know about you, but that's a lot of stuff right there for me. That's a lot of stuff, amen, coming from the Word of God to give me even greater encouragement to know that God is going to see me through no matter what the situation, no matter what the problem, no matter what the circumstances. But we do thank God for everything done and said. Seven examples of hope in the Bible, and I do want to say this before we wrap up. Hope believes anyway, Romans chapter 4, verses 13 through 19. Hope resists resentment, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. Hope has friends, Esther chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Hope expects God to answer, Psalm 38, 15, 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Hope doesn't stop believing, Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 29, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Hope is louder than the crowd, Matthew 20, 29 through 34. And hope hears God, Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. So we hope and pray that we were able to drop something upon you on today coming from the Word of God that will give you all the hope that you need, all the trust that you need, all the faith that you need. If you don't have the type of faith you think you need, trust in God to give it to you. Amen. We hope and pray that you enjoyed the services on today and everything we had to say coming from the Word of God. This is Brother David saying thank you so much for listening to us today. Come back and listen with us once again as we face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.